This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Yes, hello, thank you for downloading. It is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. You are incredible, mate.
Why, thank you.
The commitment and the, what's the word? Just the, yeah, the commitment. I'm just going to go with the commitment.
Okay, commitment.
You have
good.
Shown to this gut cleanse you are doing is incredible. To the point
really
where
hard.
You had rabbit food with fish on top for breakfast this morning.
I had salmon with a bit of salad and avo, and it was delicious, but you're not making it easy on me because you sit there with your Cocoa Pops, having a grand old time, and your milky coffee, just lording it over me.
Well, I'm not lording it over you. That's just my normal bad diet.
Any other day, it hasn't annoyed me.
You keep referring to them as these bad foods, and I'm like, dude, that's just my food.
There's been a lot of heavy conversation this week around trying to fall pregnant. On Monday, I revealed my secret that I have been trying for 10 months and unsuccessfully, and keeping the secret was actually really difficult. So that's why, for my own mental health, I revealed everything. But we've had different kind of heavy conversations throughout the week on that. So today being Fun Friday, I thought, you know what, let's turn it on its head and let's have a chat about the crazy things people do when trying to fall pregnant.
But before we do just move on and make it all fun and games, I do just want to thank you and congratulate you again, because if you haven't been listening to Gabby's journey this week, guys, like, I just 100% take my hats off to you. The way you talked about this and the way you've dealt with it, it's just been so commendable. And I feel like there's so many people who are in your shoes as well too. So
yeah, there are.
If you've missed any of that, guys, it's all on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast at the Listener app. But, you know, enough huggy-huggy.
It's tear jerking. So, you know, you got to be mentally prepared for that.
Yeah. And Gabby didn't bring the Kleenex in today. So we're going light.
So we're going fun.
We're going fun Friday.
No, but I thought we'd just, you know, change the vibe a little bit, but still continue the conversation, because there are so many weird and wonderful things out there that people claim can help you fall pregnant. You know, those old wives' tales or those myths or. But when you're where I'm at, 10 months in and nothing's working, you're willing to try anything. Even if you're looking at it.
What did that woman ring and say to us the other day?
Apple cider vinegar and honey.
That's right.
And 3 shots of it per day, which I think sounds horrific, but I'm going to do it.
Both man and woman.
And I'm going to do it.
So it was so random. So you get a shot glass, you put in apple cider vinegar.
And honey. You mix it in and shot it 3 times a day.
The craziest of the old wives' tales when it comes to trying to get pregnant would have to be the old doing the deed.
Yeah.
And then laying on your back, probably on a couch or something like that.
Yeah.
Putting your back where your bum would usually go on the couch and getting your legs up in the air.
Yeah.
Full legs akimbo and letting gravity do its work.
I have tried that.
No!
But you can do it on the bed and you just put your legs up the bed head.
Well, you know.
So your legs
are. Who am I to question you?
As I said, you get to a point where, because at the start, you look at these things and go, that's crazy. It's not going to work. But you get to the point where you're like, well, nothing else is working. I'm just going to try anything.
Go and buy some anything. Apple cider vinegar,
So I want to know on 13 10 60, what are the weird and wonderful things you have tried in order to conceive? You know, those old wives' tales, those myths, the things that doctors probably don't back, but you'll give them a go anyway because a friend of a friend told you it worked for them.
I've been to your house now and all I can picture is you nude in the bedroom with your legs up over the back of the bed.
What a great image.
Oh my God. 13 10 60. Give us a call. We are keeping it Fun Friday.
Yeah.
But we want those things, those old wives' tales, those things you've been told that are going to help you.
I've got a pen and paper.
Gabby's taking notes, everyone. She's got the Spirex here.
It's going to work.
She's tried the legs up over the bed head. That hasn't been successful so far.
Apple cider's on
the
list next.
We're up to apple cider and vinegar and honey.
What else is there?
13, 10, 60. The more old wivesy, sort of taily, the best.
The better.
For this one. 13, 10, 60. Amy is first up. Hey, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. And I have done the leg thing too. You're not alone.
So is one of my girlfriends. What's your weird one for us today, though?
So, I have a bit of an unusual one, and I'd never heard of it until I met this lovely Indian lady that I worked with. And so, someone that loves you and is close to you has to plant parsley by thinking about all the happiness and love they have for you.
Interesting.
So that was a weird one. I had it. My friend did it for me for my first pregnancy, and my mum did it for me for my second. My second is now 7 years old.
So they plant parsley
while thinking about you.
While thinking about you, and every time that they tend to the parsley, they have to think happy thoughts for you. And the weird thing was, once I actually fell pregnant, I was probably about 6 weeks along with my daughter. And the parsley was, like, massive. It bloomed and nothing could kill it. And
you know,
it was
like,
really weird.
It's kind of beautiful.
It's sweet. But you do need to find someone close to you that's good with plants, because you don't want the parsley to die. That's a bad omen.
Like, I'm thinking I would never get Gabby to do this for one of her loved
ones. My mum, however.
Yeah, you're the plant murderer.
My mum would be great.
That's kind of weird, but kind of beautiful, Amy. I love it. 13, 10, 60, moving on. Jay's here. Morning, Jay.
Morning.
What's your old wives' tale for us when it comes to trying to conceive?
My sister, she actually has polycystic ovaries, and she put coconut oil in her belly button.
Oh.
And it worked. Well, I have a niece now, and my auntie tried it as well, so I also have another cousin.
So when do you put it in? Like after trying to conceive?
Or every day?
During, or just every day?
Just as a routine every day, just put it in your belly button and it worked.
Olive pulling, where you actually oil pulling, where you put oil in your mouth and swirl it around. It's meant to pull toxins out of your mouth. Wow. So maybe it's like a similar thing where it's pulling toxins out of your belly button.
Just with like a cotton bud or something, I guess.
With your finger?
Yeah, maybe.
Stick it in with your finger, swirl it around.
No, I'm overthinking it.
You're overthinking it.
13, 10, 60. We'll take one more. Nicola's here. Hey, Nicola.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your trick for us when it comes to conceiving?
Okay, so you were saying about sticking your legs in the air. Mm. Well, when I was pregnant, when I wanted to fall pregnant 9 years ago, I did the same thing. Mm. But you need to stick your legs in the air, and you need to also bicycle pump. Like, you know when you do exercise and you stick your bum in the air and you're like, you know, doing the bicycle pumping motion with your legs? So I would do that, and I would bicycle pump. It kind of pumps and encourages movement.
For how long?
And so I would probably do that for 10 minutes, like bicycle pumping. But they sort of say half an hour with your legs in the air. But I would like go for like 2 hours with my legs in the air. And every like, you know, every sort of like half an hour, I do like 10 minutes of bicycle pumps.
I don't know about the 10 minutes thing. Like if the F45 classes have taught me anything, you do that exercise 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off.
That's too much. I came across a video over the weekend, Cliffo, that just broke my heart in all the right ways. And it's a TED Talk by the youngest ever TED Talk speaker. Her name is Molly Wright. She's from Queensland. She's 7 years old and she joins us right now. How are you, Molly?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Oh,
you're so well spoken.
Molly.
Thank you.
So excited to chat to you about your TED Talk. Like Gab said, the youngest ever person to present a TED Talk. It was all about urging parents to put down their devices and connect with their kids.
Yeah.
Molly, are you happy if we just play a little bit of that TED Talk right now?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Here we go.
What if I was to tell you that a game of peekaboo could change the world? Sounds impossible, right? Well, I'm here today to prove it's not.
Goosebumps.
Oh, my God. So many goosebumps. Molly, how long did it take you to rehearse your lines for this TED Talk?
It took me about a week, but I'm really grateful for that because I never really get that long. So I really had time to prepare.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you've done stuff like this before, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the content of your TED Talk, because it was all about, and this is so important, urging parents, like I said before, to put down their devices and connect with their kids.
Yeah.
Can you talk?
And we're not judging parents because they need their devices, and devices were made for using. So we're not saying put down your device and spend more time with your child. We're saying put it down for a little bit if you have any spare time so you can spend a little bit of time with your child. We're just saying to even it about a little more.
Have you ever had to tell your parents to put down their devices, Molly?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
This is good. They're well trained.
Oh, good.
Well, let's bring your mum, Ali, into the conversation because she's there as well. Firstly, Ali, oh, my God, you must be so proud.
Like, oh, incredibly proud. I might pay you later for saying that, Molly. Funnily enough, we have a three-year-old, a young boy, and he told me to put my phone down yesterday. And so, yes. And so my phone, ironically, my phone's been incredibly busy the past few days. So, you know, obviously we're saying this message, but my phone's gone off with lovely messages of support from our family and friends.
Which is good.
Which is obviously really
good. We're glad about those messages.
Freddie's never done that, hey, and all of a sudden he's saying put your phone down. And like,
I don't know where he's learned it from.
Well, he's just
from his big sister, I'd guess.
Yeah, he's just wanting the attention, and it just makes you realise, you know, wow, okay, yep.
This is what we're talking about.
yeah, absolutely.
Well, Molly, what was your favourite part of your speech? Because you did say a lot of things. You were talking about peekaboo in the bit that we played just before. What was your favourite part that really you think is going to make a difference in other people's lives?
Well, the part that I think was the most special to me was the part where on the screen Amjot and Ari were playing and connecting, but then when Amjot had the iPad. I don't know how to explain it.
So what you were describing was a visual that you were in front of where there was a dad and a baby, and when he had the device, the baby was quite upset. And when he put it down, mm-hmm. the bub was like, yeah, dad's back kind of thing. Yeah. So that's the visual you were mentioning there. Yeah,
that's the message we're trying to spread.
And you're doing such a fantastic job at it. Ali, you are amazing. And Molly, right, 7 years old, youngest person ever to deliver a TED Talk, but you're a Queenslander. Yep. It's just so great to get to know you, Molly. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much
for your time. Have a lovely day, guys.
If I keep getting in trouble the way I have been lately, I may be after a new job because it happened so brutally yesterday, Gabby, but I found myself in trouble. And it's a weird thing to be in your 30s. I'm in my, like, heading towards my late 30s. My next big birthday is in about 3 years' time when I turn 40.
Big 40.
So it's weird to be knocking on 40 door.
And get in trouble.
But getting in trouble.
Was it something you should have been in trouble for, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I did the wrong thing, 100%.
But you're still shocked that you're getting in trouble.
But I'm still shocked that I got in trouble.
Right.
Because I'm a parent now. Like, I got a mortgage and I got stresses in my life and I got young kids. Like, I'm usually the one
getting them in
rousing
trouble.
Rousing now.
Yeah.
But I found myself in trouble yesterday. I was at a chemist shop, big one, in a warehouse. Should remain nameless, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
And I needed a particular type of hand cream because I've got contact dermatitis on my hands. It's a boring story, but I get really dry hands and I have to moisturize my hands all the time.
They're so dry.
It's pretty awful. But there's a really good moisturizer that the doctor got me onto, and people might have heard of this before. It's called E45 cream, and it's just like a real wet moisturizing cream. They'd make it weird. It's very moist.
You're making it weird. Okay.
And I ran out and I needed it yesterday, but I couldn't find it at the chemist in a warehouse shop I was at.
Mm.
And I'm looking around on all the different aisles and stuff. I finally find the moisturizers. I couldn't find it like where all the moisturizers were on the shelves, but I could see at the top where they put like the extra stuff, like a box of it.
Right.
When I worked at Bilo Pack and Shelves, we used to call them the overs because you would put the extra stock over the top.
Yeah.
And I could see what I needed as an over, but not on the actual shelf.
And here you are thinking, oi, I used to be a shelf packer.
100%.
I'm qualified to get this box.
I have a license. I have a ladder license, which we had to get at Bilo.
I think it's expired by now.
You had to do the test to use the ladder. And they actually had one of those ladders in the shop because they were packing some other stuff in the same aisle, but there was no one there next to it.
Mm.
But it was one of those weird sort of ladders that's more like steps.
A little staircase,
that has a little balcony at the top. And being that I did used to work at Bilo, I've just released the brakes.
Totally qualified.
I've wheeled it over to where I needed to get my cream. I put the brakes back on.
Oh, no.
Making sure they were fully compressed down. Still got my ladder license. I know the rules. And I climbed up to the top of it. I'm standing on the little podium.
Mm.
And legit, the at the exact moment I reach and get the cream that I need, Chemist Warehouse kid, who's about 20 years my junior,
oh my God,
comes around the corner, and all he does is he looks me in the eye and he points at the ladder, and there's a little sign on it and it says staff only. And all he does, he points at it and he just goes,
oh!
Staff only. And I was in trouble! I was in trouble from a 16-year-old.
But you'd done wrong, so you probably walked away with your tail between your legs.
I didn't walk away with my tail between my legs. I pointed out a few little things he'd done wrong, a few little things he could do to tidy it up. I did this in Bilo. I know. Give your love to a cowboy.
Cowboys are playing tonight against the Brisbane Broncos. It's the derby, guys, at Suncorp Stadium. Big welcome to Kyle Felt, who just celebrated his 100th NRL try last week. Welcome, Felt.
Mr. 100!
Do I class myself as Mr. Century now? Or?
Mr. Century.
Mr. Century.
Mr. 100. Like, whatever you want to call yourself. I was expecting after the 100th try some kind of crazy post-try celebration where you, you pretend the ball's like a grenade, rip the pin out, throw it, duck for cover, that kind of thing. But pretty modest celebration as always, mate.
Yeah, I got hit in the mouth, so just as I put the ball out, so I was kind of, a little bit sore there. I thought I lost the tooth, to be honest. So, but it's all good. I was all right. I should have got up and celebrated it. You know, not many times you get to score 100 tries, so.
It's amazing.
Did you celebrate after the game? I know you're in a bit of a bubble, but was there any kind of cake or something?
Nah, nothing. Nothing at all.
Bunch of flowers would have been nice.
Anything, mate. I don't know. Maybe a massive plaque that says Mr. 100, Mr. Century.
No, literally nothing.
Hey, it's a sport lover's dream at the moment with the Olympics happening. Have you had much of a chance to watch the games?
Yeah, I watch it like nearly every day.
So good.
Been very fortunate enough to be able to catch most of the swimming, so I was I really like that. And the kayak. So I've been watching little Jess Fox, the kayak.
Yeah.
My arms would have been gassed.
Yeah. Quickly, before we let you go, we just want to have a bit of fun. We want to play a game of Olympic true or false. So we're going to throw some Olympic statements at you, and you have to tell us if they are true or false, Kyle Felt from the Cowboys.
All right, here we go. Gold medals are made from all gold.
True or false?
False.
Yeah, you're right. It's only 6 grams of gold in those bad boys. 6 grams!
Rip off, huh?
Barely anything.
False advertising, I heard.
Fake. Fake should be called gold-coloured medals.
Yeah, actually, guys, you peel the front and back off them and there's a chocolate on the inside. All right, Olympic fact number two. An Olympian that ran barefoot in 1960 won gold in the Olympic marathon. True or false?
Oh, 1960.
Yeah.
Probably true.
Yeah. This is good.
Imagine that, running a marathon barefoot.
He was an Ethiopian runner. He won the marathon barefoot in 1960.
It's impressive. In Tokyo, they have anti-sex beds made out of cardboard. True or false?
True. I think someone posted, a gymnast posted about it actually yesterday.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I've heard he was saying that they are meant to break, and he's doing backflips on his bed.
Yeah,
no one's managed to break them yet.
If anyone's doing backflips during the act, they're doing better than me. Last but not least, Olympic true or false with Kyle Felt. Brisbane is set to host the Olympics in 2036.
True?
Trick question.
We got him.
2032.
Got him. God, nearly had a perfect run as well.
No, we couldn't let you have a perfect run.
No.
That was good, that one. I was trying to think, Brisbane's got it, but I didn't know it was 36 or 32.
Yeah, trick question, mate. Got you there. He's an athlete in his own right. Cowboys, they are taking on the Broncos tonight in Brisbane. Kyle Felt from the Cowboys, thanks so much, mate. Good luck tonight.
Good luck for your 150th game. Woo!
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Another milestone, which is going to be pretty cool to be a part of.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
We haven't had this in a while. Does it feel like Hacky Gabby's been just in the background for a minute?
I feel like life has gotten harder and more complicated.
Because we don't have Hacky Gabby helping us out.
Of Hacky Gabby.
Because this is where I help you cut corners. I help the lazy girls in life and the lazy boys in life get tasks done a little bit quicker, a little bit cheaper, and just without the hassle.
You're a little bit like Sherry Bobbins, the Mary Poppins ripoff in The Simpsons, where, you know, Sherry Bobbins sings, "If you cut every corner, you'll have more time to play."
That's me.
It's the American way.
Can we please get that as my little tune?
Producer Brooke, make a note, please. Sherry Bobbins theme.
Sherry Bobbins.
For Gabby.
The one today keeps on popping up. I'm in a new Facebook group, which is giving me great ideas, called Mums Who Clean. And they always have these hacks that are all over their page. That's the best part. Just neither do they. And there's one particular hack that's popped up so many times. I have to bring it to the table because obviously it's helping a lot of people out there. And it is that you put a dry towel in the dryer with your wet stuff every single time you do a load. And this dry towel actually sucks up some of the moisture that is steaming around in there, and everything dries a hell of a lot quicker. Professional cleaners have even backed this up, saying they do it with their mops. They put a dry towel in and everything dries up faster. And I love the idea. I do. However, this is never going to work for me personally, because the only time I ever use the dryer is when I've run out of towels. I put all the towels in the washing machine and then I need to dry them. Otherwise, I can't shower. And I don't have a spare dry one to throw in them all. If I had a spare one, I'd be using it. So it's like a good
it's
tip.
It's better than, if because I thought you're going along more the lines on top of like my towels are always wet and curled up on the bathroom floor or whatever.
Yeah, well, that they're all used and they're all wet and curled up on the bathroom floor. So if you're a bit more organised than I am and you get your load of washing done before there's none left, it's a good tip for you.
I think we need to dump Hacky Gabby and just come up with a new segment, like Help Abby, Gabby. Get her life in order. Like, help Gabby, please, now.
I don't know about you, Cliffo, but there was always a rumour at my school when I was little. There was like a legend of the playground where there was that one kid who had managed to do a 360 on the swing set.
I thought you were going to say the clown was going to come and get us, like the clown that was coming from school to school abducting kids. Do you remember that rumor?
I do not remember that.
Oh, mate, people remember that rumor. That was around in the 90s.
Wow.
There was a clown on his way to get us, yeah.
It was actually Healthy Harold.
Your one. There's a giraffe.
No, the legend of the playground.
Celery that's going to get you.
The legend of the playground was that there was a kid in the past who had done a 360 on the swing set. He had swung so high, he went all the way around.
Yeah.
And I was always trying to achieve that feat. I was like, oh, I'm going to get it. I'm getting it so high I can go all the way around. Well, some maths legends have done the equations to figure out if it's actually possible, if you can swing so high that you'll do a full round. And
I feel like this is something that should have been covered on Mythbusters as well, the TV show. Like, I don't know if Adam and the other bloke got into that, but
they should have.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the urban myth is probably false. Oh. However, it is possible if you make some changes to the swing set. So, because you know when we were kids, it was just a loose chain because no one cared about our safety then. And if you got pinched in the chain, didn't care. Didn't matter. Just suck it up and walk it off.
So I'm interested because that's what we have in the backyard. We have a chain, but it's plastic covered.
Yes.
Like it's got I just bought it at Bunnings.
And it's got like a pipe tube over the
top
of it.
Like a plastic covering of the chain. But you're right. In the
back
90s,
in the day,
playgrounds wanted to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I remember sliding when Daddy gets home this afternoon. It's game on, my boy. Game on. Gabs, earworms are real, and they're painful.
They are.
An earworm is when you get a song stuck in your head, and it just replays over and over and over again.
You just can't get it out.
It can last minutes. It can last hours. It can last days.
Yep.
Dare I say it can last weeks. There's one that's been stuck in my head for most of this week, and just to completely abuse the medium of radio that we work on each morning, I thought, oh, if I talk about it, maybe take some calls on it or whatever. This could be the death of it.
This could, yeah.
So that's the idea.
Or you're going to get it stuck in everyone else's heads, but You're willing to take that risk.
Problem halved is, what did I say? Problem shared is problem halved. Deal with it. Okay, so this all came about because, and I've talked about this before, Channel 22 is a bit of an obsession in our house. So if you're not across this, everyone, Channel 22, it's all the ABC kids cartoons.
Shows, yes. It's one channel I do not have on in my house often.
No, and it's the one that lives on pretty much permanently in my house. Mm. And there's a show that's been around ever since I was a little boy, but it's very much been modernised. And its theme is, I think it's the original theme, but it's very much been zhuzhed up for a 2021 audience.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a little television show called Fireman Sam.
Oh. When he hears that fire alarm, Sam is always cool and calm. So move aside, make way for Fireman Sam, cause he's gonna save the day. Fireman Sam, cause he's ready to the call. That's way sexier.
Yeah, it's awesome, right? It's awesome.
It was not that good when we were kids.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
I love the lyrics, like, you know, when could call on Fireman Sam, he is always cool and calm. And I find myself in my head, like, I can't just sing it.
You got to get the rock star on.
I have to oversing it. Yeah. So I'm, and it actually comes to life. Like, I'll be cooking dinner and next minute I break out in to, like, so move aside, make way. It's Fireman Sam. And I fully, like, I can't just sing it normally. I have to sing it like it's a musical or something. I'm so into it.
Wow.
But, I mean, putting it out there, very, very annoying, like, to be singing nonstop, but a very, very cool.
So common too.
Kids theme song.
Yeah.
You know, very, very cool
it's
open
probably
to that one.
The best one to have stuck in your head if any are going to be stuck in your head.
You could make that into like a full Bob the Builder song like they did with Bob the Builder and like and release it as a single. And
totally.
I would listen to that on the iPod, you know? Whatever. iPod, I've just gone back to 1999.
No one has an iPod, so what? Anymore. For me, when you were saying yesterday these earworms, I was like, oh, I can't think of one. And then you started singing a little bit of Round the Twist. And ever since, that has been stuck in my head to the point where I was lying in bed trying to get to sleep last night and it was replaying around and around. If you're not
well,
sure.
To help that, yeah.
Yeah, this is what it sounds
like.
Let's
hear it. This is a remix. This is the remix version.
This is the great version. This is like the dance club version. I could be on the like deep floor to this song.
I'm strange. Yeah. Have you heard the story about the... Yeah, so good. Look, 131060, they're two awesome ones there. Like, two of the best.
Mm.
Fireman Sam for me. Round the Twist for Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
If you got one, 131060. We'll go to Kevin first up. Kev, what's the best kids show theme song, mate?
Mate, all the British ones are good. Inspector Gadget kills.
Oh.
Is it really annoying, though, because there's not really many lyrics? You just have to sing the sounds?
It's not annoying.
Yeah. Like, if it's stuck in your head, you're like, da-da-da-da-da.
Totally different, like, question here, Kev. Like, totally going down a different angle. But what was his best feature? Like, was it the helicopter that came out of the hat or the boots that could extend up to be, like, four stories high? Or what was it?
The best parts are when stuff comes out that he wasn't ready for.
Yes! That's so true.
Take the umbrella at his...
He's like, oh!
Roller skate rockets and stuff like that are just launched. He wasn't ready for it.
Classic.
Bit of Mr. Bean action. Yeah, the old British ones like Danger Mouse and all those old...
Camp Danger Mouse!
And...
Yeah, oh, the slap so
they all had good themes, man. Those British guys don't muck around.
Nah.
They know what they're doing.
Love it, mate. Thanks, Kev. Good on ya. 131060 is our phone number. Jody's next. Jody, what's the best kids show theme song for you, Jodes?
Lamb Chops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it
just because it was?
Because this wasn't technically the theme song, was it? This was more a song that just happened in the show.
That they sung, yeah, I think so.
So what are you referring to? This song, like the song that never ends, or the actual opener?
Yep, it gets stuck in your head all day long.
Yeah.
I remember we were driving to Adelaide one time and me and my sisters were just singing this on repeat. And I think my parents nearly turned us around and kicked us out of the car.
That's interesting because Adelaide's so behind. That song's just getting popular in Adelaide now.
Oh, that's rude.
So that's back in the 90s.
Yeah, they're catching up. Don't worry about it. The Hit Breakfast Show.